Chapter 21. The Returned. Xandu saw the burning man, and knew it was a portent of his doom. It had come to him invisibly through a broken seal in his armor, not via some spectre or apparition. He had taken to wearing his helm as much as possible, not wishing to alert his brothers to his condition. But as he stood maglocked to the deck of the Thunderhawk, its presence became stifling. They were still on the embarkation deck of the Obstinate, waiting sanction to depart. The engines burred hungrily, eager to be unleashed, and sent vibrations through the fuselage that made Xandu's bones ache. They had taken the dead with them to burn in the pyreums of the Chalice of Fire, and the caskets lay in rows in the hold, a potent reminder of Xandu's fate. Through the fog of his weakening senses, he had heard Obek speak to Fokan about the sons of Horus. Xandu knew some of the renegades had escaped the Rort during the assault by the Iron Hands, and assumed they had been found. His fingers clenched reflexively at the thought of potential vengeance, and for a brief moment the dull throb in his skull ebbed. He shut his eyes, trying to ward off the pain and fatigue, but saw the burning man appear from his subconscious. Emitting a shallow gasp, he opened his eyes again and hoped none had heard him. Weakness would prevent him from joining whatever mission Obek had committed them to, and end any chance Xandu might still have of a meaningful death. Xandu looked up from his thoughts and saw Zen looking back. He and the Vexillary had seldom seen an accord, their philosophies of war too divergent. But the proud swordsman seemed different, and nodded to Xandu from across the hold. He laughed to himself.
Even my mind betrays me. You cannot fight this,
uttered a low voice beside him, the sound of it deadened as if submerged.
What?
He slurred, and saw Zebduvar. He too wore his helm, but to hide the scars of his own fiery obsession. It was blackened by fire like the rest of his armor.
Your fate. You cannot fight it.
Xandu's skull felt like it was under orbital bombardment. His mind swam, and he struggled to focus on what Var was saying.
You are mistaken, brother.
Even his voice sounded different now, filtered through the fog of agony. Xandu fumbled at his helmet clasp in an attempt to remove it and alleviate the heat prickling his face.
It won't help, said Var,
the thrumming engine noise masking their conversation from the other salamander's legionaries in the hold.
I'm not dying. All of us are dying, Firefist. Only you have seen the manner of yours.
Xandu turned, his eyes glowing fiercely as they fell upon Var. He felt his body tremble, but not from anger.
Do not concern yourself,
Xandu rasped, flecking the inside of his helm with spittle and filling it with the scent of copper.
Remember him, answered Var. The Burning Man.
Xandu shook his head. It would pass, the pain, the fatigue. It came and went. He tried to fool himself that it was fading now. It wasn't.
No more riddles.
Var had lost his mind. He had seen too much, endured too much. Even without being part of the Istvan massacre, it had stained them all the same. Unscarred. Xandu found that wryly amusing. Nothing could be further from the truth. And then darkness took him. Zaul stood on the secondary embarkation deck of the Chalice of Fire with Krask and his entire squad of Terminators in two ranks behind him. They had been waiting for some time before the klaxons began to sound, signalling the arrival of the ship he had sent for his errant brothers. Menials and servitors from amongst the reduced deck crews made ready, their vacuum suits proof against the cold void, as the embarkation gate levered open to admit the long dark and expose this part of the deck. Zaul looked on through the retinal lenses of his helm, feeling neither the chill of the void nor the drag of venting pressure, as the gunship alighted on a docking station and the embarkation gate slowly closed behind it. Once the repressurization indicators turned from crimson to green, the deck crews unhitched the harnesses that had kept them from being swept into the void and rushed to the ship to attend to it. The rear landing ramp opened amidst this sudden flurry of activity, and a solemn procession of Salamander's legionaries filed out, flanking the caskets of the dead. Zaul had his arms crossed over his chest, and his Crozius mace clutched in his right hand. When he saw Obek, he nodded, and the captain's voice crackled over his private vox feed.
"Firefather, it is good to see you again, but we have urgent matters to discuss. My quarters."
The Iron Hands had done little to soften Obek's demeanor, it seemed. It was only as he noticed the absence of Tekel and Zandu that he realized why. Zaul blink-clicked a vox acknowledgement and dismissed the Terminators.
"Is he dead?"
asked the chaplain.
"He lives,"
uttered Obek, his back to Zaul as he regarded the gilded drake icon carved into the facing wall of his quarters. The chamber was sparse, with little to distinguish it save for a meditation dais, armory, and the crackle of embers from the fire pits delineating the back half of the room.
"Barely,"
added the captain, turning to face his chaplain, who had removed his skull helm and held it in the crook of his left arm.
"Zandu, too. That's why we were late. Rad poisoning. They are aboard the Obstinate. The Iron Hand ship."
Obek nodded.
"I see. Their Iron Father said they had taken you prisoner." "Well, they did, convinced we might be traitors."
Obek shook his head at the thought.
"I swear to you, Zaul, I have never seen such desperation and mistrust. These grim, dark times are ripe with it."
Obek nodded, his thoughts distant for a moment as he looked away. Zaul asked,
"The rot. What happened?" "It is overrun, brother. We cannot use it now. That door is closed to us. And the artifacts? Without Tekel, I am without guidance. Vulcan's bidding was to take them to the rot and secure them there. But he could not have foreseen this." "Perhaps he did," Zaul replied softly. "Another trial, a means of testing our faith and endurance."
He still had the relic he had taken from the vault clasped to his belt, but he had moved it so the case was hidden by his drake mantle.
"Then we are failing it,"
Obek replied, looking back to the chaplain.
"I have considered Geryon Deep. At Taras."
Although he tried, Zaul could not keep the look of incredulity off his face.
"I know it's far, and the Empyrean tides are turbulent. I would say worse than that, brother captain."
Obek pursed his lips, knowing to try for Geryon was a risk.
"The Iron Father has vouched for our safe passage."
"And you trust him?"
"No. But I am between hammer and anvil, and would rather have his allegiance than his wrath."
Zaul frowned.
"Do you believe his intentions to be potentially hostile?"
"I think he has seen too much war, Firefather. His ship, his warriors, the one who did this."
Obek brandished the bionic in place of his arm.
"He said something to me, or it felt like he wanted to say something. He said Ulok would not release our wounded. But his final words were the most cryptic. He said, no rest. None at all. I think he was referring to the legionaries aboard the ship."
"What of them? I don't understand, Firebearer."
"Cold, Zaul. As cold as the metal clad around their bodies. The sons of the Gorgon are stoic, but they have passion. These warriors were like automata."
"This one who confided in you?"
"Aram Gallicus. Yes, he was not this way."
Obek shook his head.
"No, he seemed different. Human. Alive."
"Nothing you have said is particularly reassuring, brother," Zaul admitted.
"I know. I think he wanted my help."
"With what?"
"I think he intends to betray his Iron Father."
"He's a traitor," said Zaul, alarmed.
"No, I believe him to be loyal. Something is wrong on the Obstinate, and he wants an end to it."
Zaul's brow furrowed as he weighed everything Obek had just told him.
"I cannot see the right path in this, Firebearer.
I have forged one anyway.
Zaul's eyes narrowed. And before I have heard what it is, I am already thinking it is less than favorable.
It is. I have made an alliance and oathed myself to the Iron Father.
Zaul's silence bade him continue. Obek told him everything.